At the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board's last in-person meeting to talk about coronavirus responses, one member was absent. She now says that was because COVID-19 had reached her home. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms has more.
The first thing Jennifer De La Jara wants to say is that her family didn't take foolish risks. The at-large school board member and her family stuck close to home as soon as it became clear the coronavirus was reaching the Charlotte area, she says. But on Tuesday, March 24th, her husband Jorge woke up with a fever. He got a COVID-19 test that day, but it wasn't until Sunday that he got the official confirmation he had it.
We do not know where he picked up the virus because we had essentially been home for almost a week before he got the fever. So I think that's really important to point out. I think there's a lot of assumptions out there that people are only getting it, you know, when they're, you know, quote unquote, breaking the rules and not socially distancing.
That evening, the school board held an emergency meeting on responses to the pandemic, including a vote to set aside the policy requiring in-person voting. De La Jara stayed home just in case. The next day, she lost her sense of taste. A loss of smell and or taste can be an early symptom, but she says she never experienced anything more. De La Jara says she and her husband hesitated to go public because of the stigma and blame that can accompany a COVID-19 diagnosis, but they decided it's more important to warn people.
You just never know where you might get it, even at the quote-unquote essential places that one may seem that they need to go. I think it's important that we limit, you know, those visits outside of the home because it could just be, you know, picked up anywhere, like a grocery store.
De La Jara considers her family lucky. Her husband has been fever-free for several days, and their two children have shown no symptoms. And she's back with the rest of her colleagues at school board meetings, all of them via Zoom. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.